The following is an audio recording of 5 Wrong Ways to Think About Drugs, Which Are You Guilty Of? Published June 21, 2024, by the drug war philosopher on abolishthedea.com.
I can't speak for foreigners, but there are generally 5 types of people when it comes to how U.S. citizens think about drugs. Hopefully you belong to none of the following groups, and so you can join me in the winner's circle below at the end of this article, beneath the heading for right-thinking American, that is. But here's my list of wrong-headed Yankees when it comes to drugs. Don't hate on me for calling out libertarians on this one. I only do so because Milton Friedman himself said some very problematic things about drugs, at least in his early career. 1. The typical American thinks that the drug war is probably a bad idea, but agrees that some drugs are horrible and that people need to get off them and that drugs have very few, if any, benefits to offer. Believes that words like clean and junk and dope are actually unbiased terminology. Some in this category are slowly wakening to the idea that drugs may have benefits, though. An example in this latter subcategory is Michael Pollan, who still favors prohibition, though he claims to be fascinated by the potential curative powers of plants and fungi. 2. The redneck American thinks the drug war is a good idea and that anyone who does not think so is anti-American or at least stupid. Thinks that it makes sense to have alcohol and guns protected by special amendments while doing everything possible to punish less inherently dangerous substances. You know, DeSantis and his tribespeople. And Trump. Sadly, Biden has come close to full-fledged membership in this class, as the promoter of the law that punished black Americans far more harshly than whites for possession of cocaine. 3. The libertarian American agrees that drug use is generally a bad idea, but thinks that people have a right to go to hell in their own way. Milton Friedman stands out in this category. In 1972, he opined that good folk can have different views about drug legalization, to which I would add, yes, but only if they are historically ignorant and philosophically challenged, not to mention unaware of the natural law upon which America was founded, which, if it guarantees anything, guarantees our right to what Mother Nature grows at our very feet. 4. The materialist American thinks that drugs are great for recreation but that real cures must come from reductionist science, that the goal is to manipulate brain chemicals rather than to treat an individual holistically. Carl Hart is an example. Also Rick Doblin and DJ Nutt. In his book, Drug Use for Grown-Ups, Carl insists that drug use is for recreation only and that the depressed, in effect, should just keep taking their meds. 5. The shamanic-friendly American thinks that psychedelic and entheogenic drugs are wonderful, but thinks that there are no good reasons for using drugs like cocaine or opium and is often even in favor of the continued outlawing of such drugs. Terence McKenna is one of this sort. Also Alexander Weil. Terence associated cocaine use with some of his dissolute friends and so concluded that it was a bad drug. I have not bothered to specify yet where each of these groups have gone wrong when it comes to their thoughts about drugs and drug use. This is because they are all wrong in the exact same way. They believe that drugs can be judged up and down, depending upon whether they are thought to be safe for American teenagers. Not all of these people would want to criminalize drugs, but they can definitely understand the impulse to criminalize them. This is about as anti-scientific as you can get, to vote drugs up or down, like this. And it is anti-progress. It used to be common sense that all substances have positive potential uses, at some dose, in some cases, for somebody. Even cyanide has potential uses in the fight against diabetes. When you criminalize a drug, you keep it out of the hands of researchers and visionaries who might find uses for it that we have never dreamed of. So your drug laws simply veto human progress. It's also a way to hide real problems. When we blame drugs instead of poverty or lack of housing or poor education, we try to make a virtue of our selfish and niggardly values. It shows we would rather spend money on prisons than social programs of any kind. Also, none of these groups understands basic psychology, though they should not feel bad, because today's psychologists do not understand basic psychology either. That's why progress is so glacial when it comes to the approval of psychoactive drugs. We fail to acknowledge the obvious, that drugs that cheer you up actually do cheer you up, whatever materialists may or may not observe under a microscope, and that this is a good thing, to be cheered up, something far better than electroshock therapy or suicide. Unfortunately, the drug warriors have convinced us that we can never use drugs wisely, and so we ignore the endless safe protocols that one can imagine for drug use once we re-legalize psychoactive medicine. For all drugs that elate and inspire are antidepressants when used advisedly. In this case, drug dealers are far more knowledgeable than our dogma-ridden professionals. And it's not just the fact that drugs can cheer you up, it's that their use is something one can look forward to, which also cheers one up. It's a virtuous circle, especially when managed in such a way that dependency need not develop for any particular substance. But Americans have been brainwashed to think that the use of outlawed drugs will cause addiction. To the extent that this is true, however, it is because of the drug war, which refuses to teach safe use while also corrupting the drug supply and limiting what is available on the street to so few options that it's no surprise that dependency develops for whatever's readily available. Of course, the drug war is all about limiting our knowledge about drugs, so it shouldn't come as a surprise when I say that all of the members of the above groups tend to have very little knowledge of how drugs have been used for positive reasons by whole societies in the past, and, in fact, have played a vital role in the founding of religions, in Latin and South America and in India, where the psychoactive substance soma inspired the Vedic Hindu religion. I hope it goes without saying that I personally disapprove of all of the group attitudes noted above. But this begs the question, what is the right way to think about drugs? I'm glad you asked. Right-thinking American thinks that drugs are capable of marvelous things, increasing energy, renewing our interest in Mother Nature, giving us an almost surreal level of concentration, inspiring a new understanding of ourselves and helping us to get rid of counterproductive behavior patterns. Knows that drugs have inspired entire religions and that it is therefore anti-religion to outlaw such drugs. Drug use is dangerous, yes, but in the same way that horseback riding is dangerous and rock climbing and car driving. Drugs are never responsible for anything, however, as they are inanimate substances. Goodness and badness reside in how a substance is used. This group also believes that it is always wrong to demonize drugs in the abstract, because scare campaigns about irresponsible drug use have been shown to lead to more irresponsible drug use. That fact has long been used by the DEA to promulgate drug scares, think crack, ice, PCP, oxy, fentanyl, through publicity that turns local misuse into national problems, thereby justifying the DEA's multi-billion dollar budget. The media need to take these facts on board and stop writing articles that scapegoat drugs for social problems, including anti-constitutional laws that deny us our once obvious right to gifts of Mother Nature.
You have been listening to an essay entitled, Five Wrong Ways to Think About Drugs, Which Are You Guilty Of?, published June 21, 2024, on abolishthedea.com. For more information about America's disgraceful drug war, which is anti-patient, anti-minority, anti-scientific, anti-mother nature, imperialistic, the establishment of the Christian Science religion, a violation of the natural law upon which America was founded, and a childish and counterproductive way of looking at the world, one which causes all of the problems that it purports to solve, and then some, visit the Drug War Philosopher at abolishthedea.com.